Hey everyone, welcome to another Book Sounds Book Reviews. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Eric.
All right, so guess what? We have an Eric book today.
We do.
So I'd like to know, what's the book today, Eric?
The book today is called Entrepreneur Equation by Carol Roth. And normally, right. I'm going to tell you that if I read a book and I don't enjoy it, I typically just don't do a review of it.
Right.
But this was a special kind of didn't enjoy book, and
right.
So it's worthy of a review. And the reason why it's worthy of a review is because I absolutely despise the approach that this book took.
Right.
So what the Entrepreneur Equation is it's just basically a step-by-step thing where the author, Carol Roth, I believe, is some sort of coach. Business coach.
Okay.
And she walks through the steps of making you think about different things you should think about if you're thinking about starting a business. Oh, like, do you really want to do this? Is this the right thing for you? Think about this. You may run into this. Which,
right. And it sounds like it's right off the bat. It sounds like, oh, this is something I'd want to read if I'm thinking about going into a business or if I've started a business. So yeah, it sounds like, okay, I'd pick up this book. So now you're going to tell us why you might not want to pick up. And this is why sometimes we want to do negative book reviews, because it's like, here's why you might want to stay away. And, you know, it's a good thing to tell people why they should be leery.
So before I go any further, I want to realize for anybody that's listening and is like, what makes this guy say that Carol Roth is wrong, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And you're not necessarily saying she's wrong. You're just saying this is why I'm not a fan of how she does it.
I'll be very clear that nothing in this book she says is a lie. Mm-hmm. I would not say any of it is a lie. The simple fact of the matter is though that it's one-sided. So
okay.
let me start.
Which
back
I don't
at
like
the
that.
First thing I want to, the biggest thing I want everybody to know is that I am an entrepreneur myself. I have been an entrepreneur for a very long time. So I do have some experience in this, as well as I am a teacher of entrepreneur classes. So I come around a lot of entrepreneurs.
Right.
At all points. So I've dealt with a lot of these people. I know mm-hmm. their struggles, and I know the hards and easies of starting a business.
Absolutely.
And the author in this book does a wonderful job of outlining everything negative about being a business owner.
Right.
Like, there is nothing she doesn't cover that you might not run into as an entrepreneur.
Right.
On the negative side. She never once talks to you about what's positive about being an entrepreneur.
Right, so basically all she does is scare the pants off you.
Right, it feels like this is 250 pages of her trying to convince you not to be an entrepreneur.
Right, and even if she only put in two sentences here and there of, but on the flip side, right, and which if you're going in and you have a book that's saying these are the pitfalls that you're looking for, just at least every so often put in a sentence and say, but on the flip side, this is what you could look for. So just so that it's not a complete book of negative, because I mean, you don't want to be a gloom and doom person going into it, because otherwise after this book, you're going to say, I'm scared. I don't want to go into it. And what am I looking for? Why would I even do this ever?
Right. And that is a huge part of what my complaint of this book is that with anything in life, if you only tell people about the negatives of it, nobody's going to want to do that thing. Because, you know, like being an entrepreneur, there are a ton of negatives.
It's scary. It is very scary.
It's very challenging.
It's
very scary. I promise you that running a business is way harder than just having a 9-to-5 job. It's way more rewarding. It makes you much more happier. It allows you a lot more freedom in your life.
Absolutely.
But it's much harder.
Right. And I'm not saying that after each sentence or after each chapter, whatever, she has to blow sunshine up your butt, whatever. However, she can every so often be like, just so you know, this is rewarding if you make it through. So, yeah, I do understand, because you don't want to be reading an entire book and be like, this is depressing.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a very, very beginner type entrepreneur book. Mm-hmm. And as I was reading through it, I've been through everything she's talking about. And I can confirm what she's saying could happen to you. It totally could happen. I probably have had it happen to me, or I know an entrepreneur that has had it happen.
Right.
But you can't just lay that out there. You have to let them know, like, okay, this is a downside to being a business owner, but because you take this downside, you also get this upside, which is a huge gaping upside. And the other thing that really, really bothered me about this book is that it laid out that negative thing, and it said, if you're not ready to deal with this,
then
you should not be an entrepreneur.
See, and that...
Which is, in my opinion, the complete wrong way to approach it, because...
Right.
Nobody was trying to filter out and find the perfect entrepreneur.
Right. It kind of reminds me of when you have a baby. You're never ready right at the beginning. You become ready as you parent. As you become an entrepreneur, you become ready the more you do it. And granted, you don't want to jump into being an entrepreneur, but the more you do it, the more accustomed you become ready as you hit these pitfalls.
Right.
So.
And if you're going to write this book that is trying to teach people how to be an entrepreneur, one of the things is you can outline the negatives of being an entrepreneur. But the one thing that I've learned over the years is that being an entrepreneur is a learned discipline.
Absolutely.
It's not something that you're born with. It's not something that, you know, a God taps you on the shoulder and gives you that ability. It's something that you do and you learn.
Yep.
And at no point in time does she say, okay, if this is scary to you, these are the things you can do to mitigate it. And 98% of being an entrepreneur is figuring that out. Because guess what?
It's problem solving right there.
There is probably not a single human being on earth that in one of the chapters of this book that she did not lay out something that would terrify you.
Oh, yeah.
So if we followed the Carol Roth philosophy of being an entrepreneur, nobody would ever become an entrepreneur because...
It almost sounds like the way that she does things is when something comes, it's like, see ya, I'm out. It's too scary.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I almost took it from what the tone of this book while I read it, what it reminded me of, somebody was like, if I think back to like high school, and you probably had this teacher, but, and I actually had a friend of ours talk about a teacher that was the epitome of this, because me and this person went to high school together, and she was recently telling a story about him. And I always looked at him as the epitome of this teacher, but he hated teaching because he had been doing it for so long.
Oh, yeah. I think we all know a teacher like that.
And I feel like this lady has been a business coach for so long and saw so many entrepreneurs fail.
That just came in because they wanted that easy, do it myself, my own schedule kind of thing. And she's like, look, guys, this is what you're going to run into. Can you handle it?
And it's not even
that. Trying to weed out everyone type of thing.
It's not even that, like, that these entrepreneurs are looking for the quote easy way out. It's just the unbelievable statistic is that out of every 10 people that start a business, maybe one or two of them succeed.
Right. It's a hard thing to do. And yeah, it takes almost a special person to really see it through and everything. But, she should have had at least a positive thing in there saying, look, here's some things that you can do and go forward with it. But yeah, it sounds like an incredibly scary, negative book. And nobody wants to read a fully negative book, even if you know that you're reading a book about some pitfalls. It's just like, at least put a little something in there being like, however, on the other side, you can do this to alleviate some of these. And yeah, it sounds very not greatly written and not like a pleasurable book to read. Even if it's not meant to be pleasurable, it just doesn't seem like one that I'd want to continue to pick up day after day.
Well, and it's not just that it's not pleasurable. It's that it's not... What is it what is it succeeding at? What is it succeeding at doing?
Just scaring away everybody.
Yeah, and which do we?
Do we want to scare away possible?
Do we want everybody that wants to be an entrepreneur to be scared away by the downsides of being an entrepreneur? No.
Right. Yeah, you want to be scaring away possible good entrepreneurs.
And I assure you that you are, because, you know, there isn't a specific type of personality that, I mean, some personalities are better as entrepreneurs and some are not as good as being entrepreneurs, but there is not like... To be an entrepreneur, you do not need to fit this exact profile.
Right.
You know, and every entrepreneur is going to have his weaknesses, and it's about overcoming your weaknesses. Yep. And this book makes it sound like if you have a weakness in any of these few, you know, however many chapters there are, because she pretty much covers
every chapter. Yeah, you're going to have a weakness somewhere. I'm sorry.
You're going to have a weakness, and she's not giving you any actionable steps to improve yourself over that weakness. She's just basically forewarning you that if you have this weakness, you should not be an entrepreneur. And
yeah, but somewhere you're going to, I'm sorry, it's just going to happen.
Yeah, and I firmly believe that this is just because she's been a business consultant for a long time. She's seen a lot of businesses fail, and, you know, she's just tired of seeing people fail, basically. You know, and it's the same thing, like I said, with the teacher. Mm-hmm. After a while, you know, you just deal with the same kid over and over and over again, year after year as a teacher, that you just get sick of it.
Right. But sometimes if you're told that in the thick of it, that your business is going to have a critical point where you have to figure out what you can do to save your business, that's scary. But you know what? If you're in the middle of it, half the time people can figure out how to save it, and half the time, people can't. But if you're in the thick of it, you figure it out. But it's scary if somebody tells you, by the way, you're 3, 4, 10, whatever, your business is going to have something where you're going to have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells you that, you're going to think twice about doing it. But if you're in the middle of it, you might be able to figure it out because you're in the middle of it and you have no other choice but to figure it out.
Right. And well, and that's like you just said, you have no other choice.
Right.
And that's the thing. I mean, the biggest factor of being an entrepreneur is just
doing it.
Being bullheaded and pushing through it until you figure it out.
Absolutely.
And this book just doesn't do that. It seems to like be outlining cop-outs.
Yep.
A cop-out that anybody can use to not, can't be an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur equation told me that I'm weak and, you know, and I think that's a shame.
Right. And maybe that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to weed out the people who are like, ooh, I don't know. And instead of the people who are like, you know what? No, I think I can make it over these hurdles. But man, she's weeding out some possible good people too, who are just a little bit nervous. So it's a little bit scary that she could be doing that, and it's a little bit of a bummer, really.
And I guess the other thing that kind of really upset me about this book is that I don't fit the prototype of a typical entrepreneur.
No,
I do have a lot of traits of being an entrepreneur, but my overall personality, probably, if you were to give, again, if we were to go to a business consultant, they would say, he's probably not the best entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And I've had a lot of success within my business.
Right. You've made it work for you.
And I've had a lot of people tell me, like, what you've done is incredible. So it's not just me, like, being arrogant.
No.
And
you've spoken. And again, you said you teach, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. And I've heard you teaching. You're a very good teacher on this. So the way that you've made it work for your lifestyle is a very remarkable thing. So if you would have listened to this book, you might have said, ooh, I don't think I can work it because, you know, I have ADHD, I have this. I don't think I can do this. However, you make it work. And other people might be like, I don't know if I can make this work. But because you wanted this, because you're like, I just don't want to do this other thing because I really have always wanted this, you always somehow figure it out. And I think a lot of people might jump at that and be like, I'm nervous. And had you read this book, you might have been like, yeah, I don't think this is a fit for me.
Mm-hmm. But and, you and always, that's exactly you it know, is that I think one of my biggest beefs with this book is that if I were to have read it 15 years ago, mm-hmm. Would I have ever even thought about the idea of starting a right. business? Probably not, because it would yeah. have very, very stoutly told me, like, first of all, everything she talks about happening would have mortified me. I would have been terrified yeah. of it. And so I don't really have much more to say about this book.
Right.
But I guess my, in a one word review of this book, what I would tell you is that if you are interested in starting a business,
it's more than one word,
you should never, never, ever read this book.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in having a reason to not start a business, this is the perfect book for you.
Yeah.
And this is, I want to make it very
clear. Then you can show it to everybody, say, it says I shouldn't.
Because I don't know how big of audiences Carol Roth has, so I don't want a bunch of Carol Roth-like right. lovers coming after me. I think, I'm not knocking her logic, her thought process at all.
Right.
Everything she says in here is not, it's not false. Mm-hmm. It is not a false at all. It's just extremely one-sided. Mm-hmm. And the way it approached being one-sided would make me, and I think it would make a lot of other entrepreneurs, question whether they should ever become an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a mistake, because absolutely. If this is something that is important to you that you want to try, we need to have literature out there that's helping you get past right. your weaknesses and to the point where you can succeed, not vice versa, where absolutely. Just talking you out of it.
Absolutely.
So what is our scales on a 5?
It's on a 5, yeah. So I would love to know
so
what you think.
I'm going to give this book, I mean, it's a quick read. It's an easy read. So I think I'm going to give the book a 1.5.
All right. It's kind of around what I thought you would give.
So it's yeah. not like it's painful to read.
Right. And it's got some information on there. It's just the one-sided.
And,
so.
And it's got good information because, absolutely. Like I said, everything she talks about could
it's,
happen to you.
Right. It's not false. It's but, just.
But I think it could have been backed up by with some supporting, like, here are the things you can do to mitigate right. that risk. Blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Instead of just laying out, this could happen to you. If absolutely. You're not prepared to have this happen to you, don't be an entrepreneur.
Right.
And
you know, and you could always read this book, but always follow it up with another book that says, here are some things that you can do. So,
and
that's just something that you could do. Just read this for the risks and read another book for possible rewards. Just know what you're getting into with this book is a big thing.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, maybe this is a needed book in society, because I'm sure that there's a mm-hmm. lot of books out there that you can read about entrepreneurship
this is the greatest thing
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, that gives you the rosy, perfect,
absolutely.
You know, beautiful little, and maybe she looked at it and said, every book out there just makes yeah. being an entrepreneur seem like the easiest, most glamorous thing in the world.
Right.
And I'm going to write the book that, you know, lets you know how hard it can be.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a bad book in that way. It just needs to, you need to know what you're going into is the biggest thing. And I think that's the thing when you pick up a book, is know what you're going into. So yeah. Well, I'm glad that we had this review, because I think sometimes it's good to have the not completely positive review, because we need to tell people, like, hey, you know what? This was a fine book. However, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, often when I read a book and I have a negative review of it, it's because I feel
personal
like it's my personality doesn't clash. With,
right.
So, like, it's just the author seeing things differently than I see it.
Right.
But this one really, really bothered me.
Yep.
Because I just look at it from, in my personality, this would have dissuaded me from doing something that I love doing.
Yep.
And if it would have dissuaded me, I know that it would have dissuaded a lot of other people. And that's why I think it's important
yep.
to call out something like this.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we have somebody on here who listens to it for your reviews on business books, I mean, imagine if they're like, oh, well, now I'm not going to read this book, or I'm going to read this book and know that I'm going into it for this. So, yeah, I do think it is incredibly important for these reasons.
And
so,
and I will say, if you are trying to be an entrepreneur, like, and you decide, oh, my God, I just want to see how scary she makes it look. Everything she talks about in the book, yes, it can happen to you.
However, but just remember,
it's a matter of just sitting there and thinking about how you can mitigate risk. Everything is just about mitigating risk, and there's risks, and there's always, always ways to mitigate risks.
Yep. I mean, my God, life is scary when you really think about all the things that you've gone through and then you've made it through. So that's completely... Am I right with that? You know, you just think about, wow, I made it through this moment and this moment. So that's what entrepreneurship is like as well. You just kind of, it's making it through moments, and then you think about, wow, that's what I made it through. And then things are rosy for a while. And yeah, like you said, you mitigate risk, and yeah, it is great.
So that's really all I got to say about that one.
It's perfect.
So yeah, I think this one was pretty short, but I think I just wanted to put it out there because if somebody reads this book and gets turned off, hopefully they'll pick up this review.
Yeah, and they'll say, okay, now I get it.
Maybe I should approach, maybe I shouldn't give up on this entrepreneurial endeavor.
Absolutely. Because... Yeah, maybe I should not panic so much and get a friend, talk things over, and... That's the biggest thing, too, in entrepreneurship. Have somebody to talk to. Mm. Yeah. So, well, that's great. So we should be back in 2 weeks with another review, and hopefully it'll be more positive. I can't imagine it won't be. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And in the meantime, if you guys want to listen to some back episodes or episodes of our sister podcast, you can go to stigmasandopenwounds.com, or you can go to our Instagram or Facebook, or you can email us at stigmasandopenwounds@gmail.com. And see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.